All right. Mind is shifting right now. Let me tell you. All right. Since my last post, I believe it's been like about a week. But I wanted to really share this moment right now because I'm actually in the moment. And I just finished going through the experience. So here's how it all starts. It started, again, I was working on the test. I don't know if I told you guys about that. I was working on this test to start a new job, right? So with that, I was like, okay, we're going in here and I'm like trying to completely shift my whole life around. And right now it's crazy right now. And I'm trying to stay motivated. I'm trying to listen to motivation and trying to look at things in a better perspective as far as moving forward and not getting too comfortable in my space. But it is mind-boggling right now how much things I feel that are being heightened right now. For example, right before all this happened, I had like a foot injury, right? And it was like it wasn't bothering me too much, and it was here and there with it. But since I started on this shift in my life, it's been like one thing after the other just seems like it's just compiling right now, right? Then on top of that, I got some situations at work that are just not, it just seems like everything's coming to a head, right? And I heard a podcast where they were saying like, when your life starts to shift, things are going to come at you. I mean, like obstacles are going to come at you, right? So I'm like, okay, so is this what it is, right? So I'm going through it. I'm doing my thing. But when I get logged onto this, mind you, my good friend, he is really rooting for me. He's pushing for me. He's investing in me right now, meaning like he's pretty much footing the bill in the first front end of this and his belief in who I am as a person. So that's pretty major to me. And it's pretty huge in all aspects of the game for me. So, you know, like my fight in me is like huge right now. It's because, but I got to figure out right now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out how to manage this fight because it's changing and I have to shift again every part of my life in order for this to happen, in which I've never done. And it's scary. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking this test. It's a huge test. And mind you, he had just signed me up for this. He's like, all right, we're going to get this. We got to get you going. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do it. I want to. And he's like, oh, it's this. And he goes, don't worry, I got you. So he gets me, right, as far as paying for everything and you know, getting me registered. So I'm in there the last 4 days. I am like beast mode on this studying, right? I'm like taking notes. I'm making flashcards. I'm doing everything. But then it's like, you know, parts of me is like struggling to try to get this newfound information, you know, like assimilated in my brain because, you know, I'm thinking about 50 different things right now, you know, and like people are always like, I feel like people are like, oh, you know, if you really want change, you're going to get change, right? People are always saying that. And it's like, oh, if you're up for it, you know what I'm saying? You got to really want it to do it. And I'm like, I don't think that a lot of people know how to shift this much, especially if you've been down, if you're older and you've been, you know, like one way, you know what I mean, for all your life. So here you are, you're trying to shift everything. And I've always been open, but when it came to my family, when I got it, I didn't want to shift. So again, I'm shifting right now. I'm back to the test, okay? So I'm taking the test, and I'm doing good, and then I go to work, and apparently you're supposed to log off, as I'm reading it, you're supposed to log off, right? But I don't log off of the website. So I go back to try to take it last night, right? So, you know, get back on it, get back to studying, get back to doing my thing. So I get back on it, and then it's like saying that I can't go past a certain chapter, which I've already passed the chapter. That chapter and the one after it. So I should be going on chapter 5, but I'm like stuck on chapter 4 and 5 or 3 and 4. And I'm like, what the heck? Anyways, I was like, here we go again. But this is where I feel like my past experiences start to creep up. And it makes me feel like I should stay at the level that I'm at. You know, it makes me feel like, you know, like it's like myself telling myself, like, you know what? Here's where you stay. You stay right there. You know, this is where you're going to be. This is where you've always been. This is where it's comfortable for you. If you move, in my mind, just starts playing tricks on me. Right? Because I really want it now. I really don't want to, you know, I hate failing people, especially when they believe in me. You know, now, in terms of myself, this is something I was having a good conversation with a good friend of mine at work. And I was like, when it comes to me, it's like, I've always kind of like, you know what? I can handle my situation later, but somebody else, you know, is gonna need me right now. So I'm gonna take that time for that other person. But this is about me. And before you, I used to think like, when it's only about you, then you're selfish, because I equated that to, again, my father. Or people like that, you know? People that I felt like, that made a promise to you but never kept it, right? For whatever reason. Anyways, in this moment, I can't log on to this damn website, right? And so, I'm like panicking. I'm even looking at my wife like, what the hell is going on here, right? And it's just not going back. And I'm not even thinking about anything else. I'm just like, you know what? See, this is what happens. Then I go right back into my past experiences. Right back into what my wife said to me about, you know, not really being committed to things. Right back into when people says like, when people say that, you know, you're not built for things like this. You know, you're part of the have-nots. It's weird. I mean, like, I'm being a little extreme here as far as, like, you know, explaining the terms of it. But these are my true feelings. It's how I do. I feel like it's happening to me in that moment. And it's scary. You know? So I'm trying to log in. I can't log in. I'm ready to fly off the handle. And I don't know if you guys ever seen The Boys in the Hood, part where Trey and Nia Long are in the house, and he sees, you know, Ricky just got shot earlier that day in the movie, you know, The Boys in the Hood movie. And then he comes back in the house. He's so sad. He's so frustrated. He's still living in this neighborhood because, you know, his best friend died and things are just all shady and where he's at, right? He feels like, oh, well, I'm never going to move forward. At least that's my interpretation of it. Anyways, my point is, like, in that moment, I was about to have one of those moments where he's swinging around, like, he's swinging, you know, and he falls to his knees, and then he's crying, and he's like, ah. You know, like, if you've ever seen the movie, that is kind of how I felt yesterday. I wanted to do that. I wanted to feel the frustration and just express it like that. Swing around at the air and just be like, this is always happens to me. Right? But I did it. I held it in check. I took a deep breath and I went to sleep. I had no clue of what I was really thinking going to sleep. I just felt like, man, you know, do I have to take responsibility for this? Like as far as like when I got to wake up in the morning and tell my friend, like, you know what? I screwed it up. I should have logged out, but apparently I didn't log out. And now it's like, shit. Excuse my language. So I went to sleep and I wake up in the morning, right? So I wake up in the morning, I go to my work, and I'm like, okay, I forgot my computer there. So that's where I assumed that I left my computer and I left it logged in. So I go in there, sure enough, it's logged in. I'm like, oh fuck, I could be screwed here. So I do my shift, my early morning shift. I get off around 8, get in the car and going back to my house. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta call this place. But according to when I didn't log out, which was around 9 o'clock yesterday morning, is when I left my computer at my work and didn't log off on it. That's where I assumed, like, that's where it started. So I guess with this test, you are only supposed to have 20 hours, but you can't cheat the hours or whatever, you know, there's a case. But if you cheat the hours and you try to leave your computer on for a long period of time or some, I assumed what from what I read that, you know, you would get your account shut down. So that's I was assuming that was what was happening. So I finally get home, I call the place, and the dude, he's like, yeah, how can I help you? And I was like, well, you know what, sir, like, I'm trying to get onto my account, but it doesn't seem to let me pass a certain chapter, and I've already passed those two chapters. And he's like, well, you know, usually there's an update around this time. So if you didn't see it last night, then you'll see the update, like, right now. Like, I was like, as he said that, sure enough, I log in, and there are the two chapters that I have finished. I had passed them. And the update had just kicked in. I was like, man, you sure you didn't press that button? So, you know, like at that moment, I felt like such a pressure just came off me. I felt like, I mean, like I got teary-eyed. I ain't gonna lie. Because I feel like I'm moving towards something. I feel like I'm moving towards something special, and I feel like, you know, like I really need to buckle down and focus. And all of what I was feeling prior to that moment was like, oh my God, this is so much. I got injuries. I got this. I got that. I was just talking about what was stopping me instead of thinking like, what's not going to stop me? And how can I move forward? And how can I deflect all these things in my mind that say that, you know, these are obstacles. No, they're not obstacles. They're opportunity, right? Right? Listen to all these podcasts. Listen to all these people talk about positivity and moving forward. Experience one, I guess this was definitely a mind shift for me. Because when I saw that the chapters were done, I think that I've been trying so hard the last 4 days, more than I have in a long, long time. I've been trying. And now I understand that nothing. I could fall flat on my face. I could fail this test. I can look stupid as whatever. But I feel like it will all be worth it in the end. I'm on a mission to prove to myself that I'm better than what I think, right? Anybody you ask, if you ever met me in real life, if you ever met me in real life, they'll tell you I'm one of the greatest people in the world. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I just know that that's what I want to portray to people, right? That's the narrative I want people to think about me. And inside, you know, like all of us, you know, like, the truth is, am I that? I think I question that sometimes. Not often, but when I'm on, you know I'm on. You know, everybody loves being around me. When I'm off, it's like, it's my family and my wife and my sons. They see it. But I wanna line everything up. I wanna put everything in one line and say, this is exactly who I am. And I've done pretty good up to this point of my life. But it's weird how right now at this moment in my life, everything's shifting to be like, you know what? You need to just do it. So that's where we're at. The mind shift. Today was pretty extraordinary. So moving forward, we're back on track, my peoples. So if you're listening, I appreciate you listening, and keep rooting for me, man. I don't know where this is all going to end up, but I am motivated. I have a few obstacles out there, but I will not. At this stage right now, I'm not going to let it stop me, right? So with that being said, as I always say, keep your eyes open. Oh, sorry. Keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. Yeah, wow. This one was crazy. Till next time, y'all. Take care, man. Much love.